Mystery Crate has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
That was a really clean intro with you clearly opening up a water bottle.
Yeah. I mean, that was before the noise. You just edit that out.
Okay. People like a natural open mic. As natural as you can get it.
Yeah.
Hello, Craters.
Hello, Billy.
It's another week of the Mystery Crate. And this week, Roy is going to be hosting something with his wife.
It's our first Roy episode.
Yes. Re-episode.
There you go.
Oh.
Get some relationship
advice. This week?
Some Roy-lationship advice?
Yeah, if you will. Yeah, we're going to be talking about relationships, and hopefully it'll be a running theme throughout the scope of Mystery Crate.
The theme will be running.
Yes.
Yeah, I really enjoy this. I listened to it, and really, what this is, I guess on the surface, it's Roy trying to give other people relationship advice.
Wow.
But pretty quickly into it, you see Roy dig himself a hole and continue to dig himself a deeper hole throughout the segment.
Yeah.
It is crazy how many things that you say that you shouldn't at all say.
Yeah. Yeah. So try not to follow my advice.
I mean,
I'm bad.
Anid, your wife, is the absolute star of this week's episode. She seems down as all hell.
Yeah.
You... I don't know how you landed this, honestly. this is one for the books.
I'll kick my coverage on that one.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Anita's an absolute star here.
So you just decided you want to be like a therapist and help couples today, Roy?
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully this pans out because, as you can see, it's not great.
Roy, I mean, you're putting yourself out there on an island. I've had a couple of mic-centric Mystery Crate segments, right?
Yeah.
And you got to prepare yourself for rough feedback. You're putting your wife out there. I would never. Oh, I'd be so scared to put my wife out there.
Don't pick on Roy's wife, by the way. Let's just get out ahead of this right now. Not cool
punk
if you're going to do that. Yeah. Don't criticize Roy's wife. Criticize Roy all you want, right?
Yeah,
Roy, you're
Roy
happy
handles,
with that? Yeah, just tell
he
Roy
he's criticism
terrible,
so
whatever.
Well on social media.
Yeah, absolutely do.
Does Princess Claire make an
appearance? Ooh.
Princess Claire.
You know, we messed up.
That was the worst thing we did this week.
Yeah. What, Roy's Realm?
No, not remembering to do Princess Claire and Roy's Realm. We were rusty. Yeah.
We were.
It's been a really long time since we've done it.
Yeah.
Just ran out of time, that segment. Just ran out of time.
There's always time for a Princess Claire joke. Like, we got the fat drunk in there. That's one of the benchmarks.
I said another one.
Not work in a Princess Claire. It's a huge mistake on our part.
Yeah.
Fun week of shows, considering.
Mm-hmm.
Fun week of shows. So make sure to check out the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz. If you haven't listened to this show for a while and you've just been sampling Le Batard and Friends, go back to your Dan Le Batard Show page. Sometimes if you wait long enough, it'll stop downloading. Press download again. Give us a shot, because if you like Mystery Crate, if you like Supodity this week, which was guest produced by the Mystery Crate, like the little crossover event, you can get that 5 days a week with our local hour.
Yeah. Yeah,
where Dan and Sugats will often sit silently and watch us as we do it. Mm-hmm. But it's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this week, we had David Samson kill it. Probably not the best, because we all know the best one was.
He's been on a lot. I looked it up. This was his third best appearance this
third
week
best.
Ever.
Third best.
One for the record books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
He's been joining us for, 14 years?
What were the other two?
Well, the first one was the day he could finally say stuff.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was all time.
So that was number one.
Time,
number two, I wasn't here for. It was when he talked about some movie a couple years ago. I don't even remember.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That you
good
mentioned.
One. Yeah.
I think this one was better than the day he finally was able to talk again.
Wow.
He didn't tell us that Hanley and Jose Reyes didn't like each other until today for some reason.
Yeah.
And they pretended on the show like they were best friends, and everybody going into it thought that they were really good friends. And there was some reports that, Hanley wasn't thrilled that he had to move positions, but it seemed like they made up, but not the case, apparently.
I've seen the numbers, and despite what the Reddit says, you guys like yourselves some Shipping Container. Yeah. So know that every weekday, you can get an hour of the Shipping Container. Yes, it's Miami-centric.
Shuntainer.
A Shuntainer. I don't like that one. You can catch yourself some SC. I don't like that one either. Can we have a... Are we just doomed to just be known as a Shipping Container? There's no catchy nickname for that.
Container.
Some ShipCon.
No, I think we're doomed. If you like,
did we get here? How did this happen?
I don't know.
Just one reference when we used to be on Fusion in two different studios, and like It's stuck with us now forever.
Yeah, stuck forever. We are the shipping container of frightened refugees, and they've just sort of cut that part out. We're just a shipping container now. But if you like yourself some shipping container, you can get it 5 days a week. Miami-centric Prism, all right? So be a little patient with that. We air on the radio on 790 The Ticket. We're going to take care of the local listeners, but you can get the normal banter and hijinks.
I just thought of an idea.
What's that?
You know how there's Comic-Con?
Mm-hmm.
ShipCon.
What happens?
What's the idea? Are you saying for a nickname?
It'd be like a Comic-Con. Is that what it's called? Comic-Con? It'd be like a Comic-Con for us, and we are there.
I don't want any.
That's
part
the
of
whole
that.
Thing? Uh-huh. It's just, we're there. Where is it?
I haven't decided yet.
Magic City Casino?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you think people would dress up like us at ShipCon?
Cosplaying?
Well, you could absolutely cosplay as Chris Cody, and you could absolutely cosplay as Billy Gill.
Yeah.
Those are the easy. Nah, I mean, Florida Panthers jersey with your own name on the back.
Yeah.
That's a
We should actually, that'd be a funny idea. We should do that for the show. 1 week, on Monday, we all dress like Billy.
Whatever happened
on Tuesday, we all dress like me. Wednesday, you. Thursday, Roy. Friday, Dan.
How would you dress? What is my general aesthetic? Well, lately, it's the dress shirt. So I've upped the game a little bit.
Some loud sneaker.
Loud sneaker that isn't shown on television.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. We'll
matching.
What happened?
Matching ring.
Oh, yeah. The matching rubber, the silicone wedding band.
Is ShipCon going to happen? I'm just thinking of what the events in ShipCon would be now.
You know, we'd be separated. At each corner, it'd be us. And, you know, I'd have my little section. There'd be a little line. You guys would have the longer lines.
No.
I highly doubt that.
You're so lovable.
And this would just be like in the convention center or something?
Yeah. Granted, it'd be a sad con. Of all the cons, one of the sadder ones.
Whatever happened to Tank Top Fridays?
I don't like my arms.
Mm.
Upper arm hair? You can fix that.
Do
you have hair?
You don't have upper arm hair.
You do have hairy arms, but you can't really tell that they're hairy because it kind of blends in with your freckles.
Yeah, it's not the hair.
You have a good amount of freckles.
So that's what happened to it.
They go away, though. It's as like the sun. Like, well, actually, they are on my shoulder, but like my stomach...
Yeah.
And you know,
I had a lot of freckles growing up too. And now my face is just kind of like a pinkish shade.
Does it depend on the season?
What?
No.
Oh, with the freckles?
Yeah.
No.
So that's what happened to Tank Top Fridays.
Yeah.
It's also really cold in here.
Yeah, it's cold in here.
Yeah, but we can do it on Fridays, fellas.
Maybe we could do a front row.
Front row
Tank Top Friday.
Yeah.
Nah, one for all for one.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen Roy's arms.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about this.
No, there was that one time that he went into the ocean and hopped out as James Bond and he was wearing only a Speedo.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the time when Lebo painted me.
That's true.
Yeah, so I've seen your shoulders a couple of times.
Oh, Ninja Warrior also, you wore like a sleeveless shirt for some reason.
Yeah. You performed well.
Roy doesn't like that he doesn't get the Ninja Warrior love that he feels like he should get.
Well, I beat everybody in this room, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had an easier course than I did, though.
Yeah, that's probably right. But I probably would have done better than you anyway. So,
Well, look, I we'll see the video when Lorenzo finishes editing it in 6.5 months.
Okay.
But when we went out ice skating, I was clearly the worst. I couldn't keep my ankles up. I'm so embarrassed of how that happened. That's still like it's bottom five experience of my life. Yeah. And Roy outside of Chris was the best one.
Roy was decent.
Roy wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Roy had a lot of talk on the front end. He's Mr. Hockey.
I thought Billy was a little better than Roy.
I didn't think Roy was that good.
The funniest part about Roy is, although you were slightly worse than him in general, when it came to the shootout portion of it, Roy did the slowest shootout I've ever seen.
The only time I felt good about myself was when we were doing the puck handling skills, because everyone else's puck got away from them. I was moving at such a slow pace that it was impossible for the biscuit to squirt away.
Well, I was trying not to fall, and I failed.
You had a wraparound attempt.
Yeah, I did.
It wasn't intentional.
No,
we went out and played hockey, for people that aren't aware. Panthers invited us out, and it is tough, man.
Yeah, you could catch the proper context if you subscribe to the local hour on the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts feed. Go ahead and do that right now. And as we mentioned, stupidity, it's the shipping container. Some of you guys just like the fluff.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Stupidity, this week, fluff. Mystery Crate? Fluff around it, but Roy and Anid get down to some real nitty-gritty relationship stuff. It's an insight into Roy. A lot of you have been clamoring for Roy. Well, here Roy is in all his glory.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Roy, do you just, like, come out of your shell in this? Like, just crush the people with energy and, like sparklers and fireworks?
Renergy.
No.
No, in fact, sometimes it's better to not say anything. This might have been one of those times.
Yes.
Right? But I do like this little origin series. A lot of people are way too interested in our private lives. This is a window into the soul of a man who's pretty secretive.
Yeah.
Who's pretty quiet.
I'm going to listen.
Why would you do this?
Why
would you let people in?
Because I needed content for a Mystery Creek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
And you wanted to help people also.
If you say, yeah. Sure.
I have a secret. I want to spill the beans on something.
Oh,
so you guys were talking about beans. You guys were talking about seeing the video of Roy playing hockey, and we were saying how the video may never come out. So we, in like March, did a video where we were clanging and banging because that's something that I had said like the week before. Now when it comes out, it's not going to make any sense. But we had like a whole workout session on the beach where we were clanging and banging. It was me, Chris, Roy, and Izzy out on the beach.
What happened to that?
Well, it'll come out.
To air.
But wait, hold on a second. The absolute highlight of the video and the worst display of athleticism ever seen in the history of the show is something that we were not even really doing for the shoot. We were just wasting time, and we were all jumping rope. And Roy, I mean, I have never seen anyone as uncoordinated as Roy jumping
he
rope.
He couldn't do one orbit.
It was it was not one. It was to the point where passerbys were stopping to, no lie, they were stopping to show Roy how to do it and like help him jump rope. Like I remember there was these two women that came up and they're like, come on, like you can do this. And they were like giving him a pep talk, and then they took our jump ropes and they were like jump roping like experts, and they're like, come on, you can do it. And they're like cheering him on.
You couldn't do one?
Why are you putting
you couldn't do one orbit?
I think he ended up doing, again, it was so long ago I forgot how it ended.
You should have forgotten altogether.
Oh.
I don't want that to air, that thing, by the way.
Why?
Yeah, everyone talks about my athleticism on this show, and man, I was tired. We did, because we were doing like legit like workout stuff, and I hadn't, like, you know, I'm a little active, but I don't work out a lot.
You don't go to the gym.
And Izzy had us doing just these things, and I was exhausted.
Oh, Izzy hated us that day.
One round of workout, and it's not my most flattering time athletically.
Without further ado, here is the relationship advice given by one Roy Bellamy and one Anid Bellamy. What's Anid's middle name?
Michelle.
Anid Michelle Bellamy. She didn't do the thing where her maiden name becomes her middle name. That's what my wife did.
No.
Yeah, my wife did that. Where, like, I knew her. She was Cynthia Barbara, last name. And now Barbara's no longer a part of her name.
No. She didn't do that, and it would have sounded funny.
Poor Barbara.
Yeah.
Was Barbara, she named after a Barbara?
Yeah, her grandmother's Barbara.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is she still with us?
Yeah.
Jeez. My wife kept her current, like, she just stuck in, so now she has, like, two middle names.
Two middle names?
Her current middle name and then her old last name.
Mm. The more you know. Find out more about the Bellamys here on a little segment they call Roy Relationships.
All right, you're listening to Mystery Crate. I'm Roy, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Anid.
Hi.
All right, now what we're going to do is we are going to talk about relationships and love. The name of this particular segment is Roy Relationships.
Roy Relationships.
And as you can tell, I did not come up with this title because I would not come up with something this stupid.
Okay.
But anyway, that's the name of this segment. So we can get started by talking about how Anid and I met.
Give us some preamble here. So what happened before you actually met me?
Well, I was convinced by George Sedano, who was working at the local Miami affiliate, 790 The Ticket, a long time ago, and he said, why don't you sign up for a dating website? He said that. Mark Hockman said that, who was the original executive producer of the Dan Le Batard show. And a lot of Dan's mom's friends told me to do the same thing. So
you were inundated by just a bunch of people telling you, you got to do this online dating thing.
Yeah, because I wasn't doing too well by myself. So
where were you going before? Were you in the club? Were you in the bar scene?
No, I was not in the club scene. I'm never in the club scene. That's not my thing. You know, I was just walking around Earth at this point.
You were just walking around town, like on the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was your pickup line?
There was no pickup line. I was just talking, I guess, you know, the people, you know.
What would you say? Like, what would you say? What would be, like, the thing that you thought, like, was the magic key? What was the thing that would draw them in, reel them in?
Well, I didn't say anything to them. I was like...
You didn't say anything?
No. No, I was like...
Did you have any success at all?
No, I did not have any success at all, unfortunately. And
why not?
I'm not really a people person.
I mean, why didn't you say anything?
I wasn't good, and I didn't have any game. I wasn't good at that. So I was hoping that the whole online dating thing would help. And as you can see, it did, because I ended up meeting you.
Which was good.
Yeah.
Okay, so on my side of it, I had a good friend of mine who I just had bumped into. It was a while since we had met. And she was just telling me about her relationship, how she had hit it off from being online with the guy. They had been together for a few years. And so I was also just coming back from living abroad from South Korea, and I had nothing else to do. And I was pretty bored, and I just wanted to meet people and just hang out. But I actually wasn't trying to take it seriously, which was kind of weird, I guess, because I was just hanging out, you know. So I decided instead to go the route of counterintuitive thinking, which is telling the truth online mm-hmm. on my profile. And I basically, because, like I said, I had nothing to lose. I wasn't really trying to actually find anyone.
I like the fact that you created your profile out of boredom while I did that out of necessity. That was pretty funny to me.
Yeah, I was just bored. Mm. But anyway, I ended up finding out a few weeks later. So I would say maybe 2 weeks into it, I was just like, okay, talking to a few people, but, you know, nothing so stimulating that it was intriguing for me. Then I get a notification, hey, you have a 91% match. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And so there I go. I click Roy Bellamy, 91% match. And I was like, okay, let me check this guy out. Looks pretty cool. Looks pretty cute. So I decide, let me go ahead and send this guy a message, see what's up.
You remember the profile picture? Because I don't.
Your profile picture?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Oh, okay. Because in my head, I have it as the 2003 Marlins Championship Parade, me holding a hot dog, a sausage sandwich, and me holding a newspaper saying, we did it.
Well, you know what? One thing I can say is that you had a few pictures on there, nothing too overwhelming, but I would definitely say that my overall impression was you're definitely into sports, for sure. I think there was one photo of you with some dogs, and then you were out at sea on a boat somewhere, and that was about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a couple of boxes, right?
Definitely. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then I sent the message first.
What was the message?
I think I said, hi, you're cute, or something like that. Something easy. Something that showed my boredom, probably. I wasn't that into it to the point where I was like giving you like essays of right. why you should be dating me. I was just like, hey, you're cute.
So when I got that message, I went around the studio, and I was like, hey, should I respond to this?
You went around the studio?
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to my
Are
boy,
you serious?
Jeron. Yeah. I talked to my boy, Jeron, who was the engineer, and I asked him, should I pursue this? I was like,
what? Did I look weird? Was I questionable? Like, what the heck?
Your profile picture was you puckered up, like you were ready to kiss the screen or something. I was like, should I do this?
I mean, what was that conveying? It was just conveying, hey, I'm kissable.
No, it's not. Well, yeah, that's probably, yeah. But I don't know, you know, because I was new to this whole dating thing. And
certainly
new to the whole online dating thing. So I just.
So I looked questionable to you.
No, I didn't say that. No, I was just asking around, like, should I do this?
I mean, I don't think you need to be asking a million people. Like, if you felt like you wanted to do it. My goodness.
Okay. It was nerves. It wasn't Forget questions. It. You know, it was like, should I?
You were nervous?
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't have to ask people. You just get through the nerves, you bust through it, and you go for it.
That's what I did.
After asking 10 million people.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, again, I was new to the whole online dating thing, and I kind of had to be guided along. Like,
so, wait, you were asking them, should you reply to it, or did you ask them more precisely, what should you say in reply?
No, I was asking, should I reply?
Oh my goodness. Like, okay.
And it wasn't because of you, it was because of me, you know?
Okay.
Like, should I actually...
should I actually go through with this? Should I take the leap? Should I jump in? Should I put myself on the line?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yeah.
Oh my God. Can I give you some advice? Your past you?
Sure.
Go into it. Show her what you got and keep it moving. If she doesn't like you, well, too bad for her. She's missing out. If she likes you, give her a chance.
Okay, I will go back in time and tell my past self that. Yes, I would do that. Now, I replied. I forgot when I replied. I think I said, thanks, you too, or something like that.
Something basic.
Because I'm a basic person, as you can tell. And then from then on, started talking a little bit through text.
So I remember our whole online experience as being very scheduled, in a sense. What I mean by that is I like the fact that, like, we took about, like, 2 weeks of chatting online through text, and then we did, like, about 2 weeks of actually talking on the phone. Because, you know, back then, which now it seems like years ago.
Because it was years ago.
I mean, but it feels like a different reality. I feel like nowadays people are more relaxed and used to the whole online dating scene, and it's taken for granted now. But back then, we were kind of like on the cusp of something where it was like, we're not really sure about dating online. It's kind of risque. I would never tell any of my friends this because it's just weird.
Right.
But now it's like, oh, you're just flipping through.
Yeah,
but
now there's Tinder now. And
yeah.
And people are just looking for sex at this point.
Well, I mean, I wasn't there for that.
Right.
But I knew that there were people who were specifically looking for that. So I definitely wanted to be safe and make sure, you know, things were on track. So, as I said, like, it was like 2 weeks of chatting online, trying to get to know each other, then on the phone to see if the voices matched the picture, basically.
You never and know then, what like, kind of weirdos out there, I guess.
And then some video chat. And then eventually,
yeah.
I would say, so about a month of like that virtual online / phone interaction, video interaction. And then finally we got to a first date.
Yeah.
In person.
That whole Skype thing, that was funny because we were Skyping during the radio show when we were starting the show at 4, and I had left the studio to, I don't know, get something or whatever. And you dialed up because for some strange reason, even when the computer's muted, when Skype calls, it rings. Like, sound comes out. And we're in the middle of a segment. So in the production studio, the mic's on when somebody's talking, and then all of a sudden the sound effect goes like doo 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 doo, and then now that's going over the air.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that went over the air. Like, and I walked in and Mike's looking at me like, hey man, somebody's calling you on Skype. Like,
oh no.
Oh really? Yeah, and we're on the air. Like, oh okay. Well, let me over here. Let me talk to Anita about this.
But the one thing I said I told the truth about everything, but the one thing that I didn't tell the truth about was my actual name. Now, my name online was Micah Lee, if you remember that.
Yeah. And I found that out on the first date.
So,
that's
this
not
whole
your
time.
Actual name.
A month in video content. We were just going off on me being Micah. And then on the first date, I'm there and I'm like, at some point you're like, hey, Micah. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not me. That's not my name.
I'm finding this out in the car while I'm driving, getting on the highway to go to this restaurant. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, that's the first weird thing on this first date, that this is not your actual name. Okay. If this is the worst thing that can happen on this date, then all right, this is success.
The worst thing, you found that out when you first got into the car. If I found that out about you first getting into the car, I would have jumped out. I would have been like, bye, see ya.
Yeah, but you know, I was like, you know what? Screw it. Let's go ahead and
we're already
figure
here.
This thing out.
We're going on.
We're in the car now. I find out your actual name. And yeah, we went all the way to this restaurant. this microbrewery. So we go there, we park, walk in, sat down, and we had dinner. And it was nice dinner. I think I had a pasta, right? Did I have the pasta?
I don't remember what you had.
No, you know what? No. You had the pasta, and I think I had some steak and asparagus or something like that. It's pretty good.
It was nice up until the point where you pulled out your coupon.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I pulled out a coupon?
Yeah.
I don't remember there was a coupon.
There was a coupon involved.
Well, you know what? I think I remember now. I think because the local affiliate down here had a special promotion where it was called a 50-50. You had this little certificate and they take half the price off. I thought I hid it from you.
You thought you hid it? You pulled it out right at the table, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well,
Well, I guess we're even concerned that you gave me the wrong name and whatnot. You know,
No way. There's nothing even about that. How is that terrible?
You gave me the wrong name.
That was terrible. Here I am sitting there, and then you pulled that coupon out. I mean, so I have two thoughts about it. I was like, man, that's terrible first date etiquette. Terrible. Like,
unlike giving your date the wrong name.
Terrible first date etiquette. Just like, what? But at the same time, I was like, well, I guess he's sensible at least. Like, he wants to save money. Hey, so I'm like,
found
whatever.
Out that was a lie later.
It's like, whatever. He just wants to save money. He's in radio. Who cares?
Yeah, you got that right.
But for me, I was like, why didn't you give that to the person ahead of time? But I figured as the date was progressing that you were not very much into going out for dates. So
No.
At least beforehand, not having that experience. So I was like, all right, whatever. He probably didn't even know he could turn it in early and be like, hey, can you take care of this for me?
Well, first of all, I would have to get up from the table. And then
you could have called in. You could have made arrangements. You could have really put yourself into that date. But I see that you like phoned it in.
I phoned it in. Well, literally. I think the continuing of that night, I think I actually did pretty well. First of all, was food good?
You didn't make the food.
That's not the question I'm asking. Was the food good?
But you're asking if it was good as if you made it.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right. You didn't like the food. Now, afterwards.
I liked the food.
Okay. Good. So after the first date, we walked together. There was a, not a boardwalk, but
a bay walk.
Yeah. Like a walkway. And Biscayne Bay was to the right. So we walked together. You were cold and I was wearing a jacket at the time because,
Gentlemanly. You pulled your jacket off your shoulders and put them onto mine.
That's right. And then I thought it was a slick move. I thought that had.
You were so proud of yourself.
I was. Oh, I was pretty damn proud of myself.
Oh,
actually, on that
goodness.
One. Yeah. So
you were just doing everything classic TV dating maneuvers.
Yeah, I was like doing corny stuff.
Yeah, totally. It was
I was trying to win your heart, you know.
All corny.
Yeah. It was all corny. Yeah.
It was all corny. And I was just like observing all this on the inside, just like, oh my gosh, this is all corny.
It's all corny. Yeah, but you had security.
It was good. It was cool, though. Mind you, this was around Valentine's season. So literally, our second date was on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I wasn't sure if I wanted to take that leap because, hey, Valentine's Day, that's big stakes. And I knew with you being your corny self.
Right.
Would
at the time
take it too seriously, probably. So I was just like, man.
I didn't take it that seriously, did I?
Or, you know, like,
on
seriously, in your heart.
Oh.
Not so much, like, the outside thing. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to be that serious. I mean,
after all,
I met you online. So, again, I was like, who is this guy?
I mean, judging off of the first date, I thought, you know, that was pretty good. You know?
I think, literally, from the first date, you asked me out for Valentine's Day. And I was just like, I'll get back to you on it. I vaguely remember that. And I was just like, all right, I have nothing going on.
Yeah, nothing else to do on Valentine's Day.
Yep. Board move again.
And right.
I went for it.
Yeah, that date I took you to Lincoln Road, which is down here in Miami Beach, and it was a jazz club, I believe, right? It was a jazz club. We went upstairs and we ate and we saw a live performance.
I love the fact that you gave me like a single rose on that day. It was so classically corny. It was great.
Yeah. That was the whole point.
I was just like,
I'm trying to win your heart here.
I didn't believe it. Oh my goodness. I was like, wow, this guy.
Yeah, this guy. It worked, didn't it?
Overtime, yeah.
Okay. Overtime. And am I still corny to this day?
Corny? No. I think we know what we like now as far as what type of things we're into.
Uh-huh.
We kind of just go for that.
Right. So I'm not really as romantic as I was back then.
You're not laying it on thick, no.
No, because I gotcha. I gotcha. That's why. But
it would
still
be nice every once in a while.
I'm trying.
A box of chocolates, roses. I mean, you guys are always pimping 1-800 flowers out here.
Yeah, well, it's the guys that takes those boxes. You know, I work in radio. I can't exactly afford boxes of chocolate, you know.
You can afford boxes of chocolate.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. I can afford boxes of chocolate. I can afford the chocolate bars that you get at the supermarket, you know, the little Cocos.
You see, you got to know what's romantic and what's not romantic. There's a difference. You can get the same thing. Like, you can get chocolates, and then there's a romantic version, and then there's a not romantic version. A bar of chocolate is not romantic.
Hershey's Kisses is not romantic either.
It's all about presentation. It's all about intent. It's all about background. A chocolate bar can be romantic if there was some kind of connect between you and I on that particular chocolate bar. Like, maybe you say, okay, maybe you give it to me, you surprise me, and you're like, I remember this chocolate bar. It was the chocolate bar that saved your life when you were so hungry, and you just connect it to a story. You make a story behind it. And then it's like, oh, wow, he really thought. That makes it romantic.
Or we eat the chocolate bar like the two dogs that ate the spaghetti on Lady and the Tramp.
That won't work with chocolate.
No, that won't. We could try. We could.
That would just be a disaster.
That probably would. You know.
Yeah, it's all about the intent that goes into it, and that's what makes it romantic. So it can be anything, but you really just have to be intentional and like put some thought behind it.
Right. That whole thing blossomed into what would be a spectacular marriage with a child.
Yay.
Yay.
And that's that, people.
Yeah, that's that. So that's how we met. And that's how it started. Now, I guess this is probably the time where I can say that you guys can ask us questions about your relationship. And you can do that by tweeting me or tweeting Anita.
You can tweet me. I pretend not to have a presence online, which I don't actually, but go ahead and tweet me. I'll reply.
What's your Twitter handle?
PurpleNutmeg1.
Okay. You can spell that out, I guess, right? Like,
figure it out, people.
Make them do all the work. Jeez. I guess maybe create a hashtag.
Roylationships.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is the name of the stupid name for this segment. Ridiculous. Roylationships. That was Billy, by the way, who made that one up.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thanks, Billy.
Yeah. Thanks, Billy. Awesome. So tweet at Anid at PurpleNutmeg1, hashtag relationships, and ask questions and maybe give your relationship advice, and maybe we'll read it on here.
And tell Roy some romantic things to do for me. That way he has to do it. He's roped in, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can do that. And most likely I will not listen to you or your advice and whatever. Yeah, give me advice. Give somebody who's been married for 4 years, going on 5, advice.
I thought it was 5 going on 6.
I thought it was 4 going on 5.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm in trouble now.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I still don't know when we got married.
Listen, you get into a relationship as long as we have. You stop counting years, you know. Now, I'm at a point where our daughter Claire is at a point where we stop counting months. Because I've already lost count. I don't know if we're on 15 or 16 right now.
We're on 19.
What? Yeah. Now we're on a year and a half. That's where we are. A year and a half.
Over a year and a half.
Yeah. Over a year and a half. So that's where we are on that spectrum.
He forgot my birthday once. Just putting it out there.
Listen, that was a bad day. That was one of those days where it was long.
It was probably a very good day. I was observing you the whole time and I was like tiptoeing around you, waiting to find out whether or not light bulb would go off on your head and realize it was my birthday. It was a fine day for you.
If I forgot your birthday, then it was definitely a bad day for me. I can tell you that right now because I don't like
you're doing your typical man forgetfulness thing. That's what it was.
We have two anniversaries, our first date and our wedding anniversary. And that's a long story that I will not get into, but we have two anniversaries, technically three. We have two anniversaries. I don't forget those. All right. And I make sure that we do stuff on those nights. And I make sure that we do stuff on your birthday. We didn't do anything for my birthday. That's not on me. But I make sure that we do things on your birthday. And if I forget your birthday, then damn it, that day must have been a disaster for
you. You were literally just hanging out at home, chilling, doing your regular thing. It was not a bad day. Said we would not.
We got into it. We're into it. All right, now we're not into it anymore.
Did I say we would not get into it? I just kind of said in passing. But whatever.
Yeah, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is not what you want to do. That is not what you want to do with a marriage. You better listen to your wife if she doesn't want to get into something. And I got into something, and now she's angry at me. That's a problem. Oh, no. I'm really not angry
at all. Okay.
That was the first episode of Relationships. We'll answer your questions that you might have on your relationship or starting a relationship next time.
Tweet out your questions on relationships. Love, happiness, to Purple Nutmeg 1. As you can tell, Roy has never done radio before, so you got to give him some time to warm up.
What are you talking about? I've been doing this job for 14 years.
He's got to, like, roll with it. He's going to jump into the lazy river. He's going to figure this whole thing out. It's going to be cool.
Just let the river take you where it takes you.
As I said, he's going to get this thing worked out.
Damn it.
Woof, Roy. Not your strongest effort.
No.
You know, you count your lucky stars every night that you have such a beautiful family that welcomed you into it because yeesh.
Yeah, I got lucky.
Yo, if it weren't for the lack of game, no game. But I'm happy for you because you obviously have a great chemistry. I mean, Anita's super charismatic. We need to get her in the studio more often.
Yeah, she's better at radio than I am, and I've been doing this for 12 years.
No, I secretly want Anita in on the local hours.
Okay. Yeah. I'll let him know.
Yeah, because you got Panther hockey for me, and it's usually summed up in a sentence. I feel like I can go to her. She could fake it. Yeah, I mean, she can be a Panther expert. She's got the... I didn't mean it like that. I heard you say, whoa.
Don't make me have to come back there now.
A pexpert.
I didn't like that one.
Is that Panther's expert?
Yeah, I didn't like it. Didn't work for me.
No.
Hiring is challenging.
It is.
But there is one place where you can go where hiring is simple.
What is that? Oh.
Well, no. Come on, guys. I want to call and repeat, all right? You just be my hype man as I do this read.
Yeah. Right. I was doing it. Yeah.
No, you were.
Yeah.
The rest of, the back row.
You're supposed to scream simple? What are we doing here?
No, just be a hype man. Oh. Come on. I want you to yell at the people to try out ZipRecruiter. Here we go.
Okay.
Hiring is challenging.
It's cook true.
Cookies.
No, it's living all over.
There you go. But there is one place where you can go when hiring is simple.
What's that, Mike?
Fast and smart. A place where growing businesses can connect to qualified candidates. And that place is ZipRecruiter.com/crate.
Flash it.
You're just going to do Migos ad-libs the entire time. All right. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. Chris Cody, give them with that ad-lib.
No. No, no.
They don't. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find the people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job.
How many was that?
Thousands of resumes.
That's a lot. Oh, not hundreds.
Not hundreds.
More than that.
thousands, and as those applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each and every one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match.
Ooh, make it easy.
So wait, there's thousands of them, and they do each and every one.
They spotlight the top ones. Spotlight each and every one, and they tell you which ones are the best the best match. Damn it, I love ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within which day?
4 to 5.
Nope.
No.
The first day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's 4 out of 5. There's
80%.
Wow.
Right?
I don't know the script like that back in your hand, brother.
I wish I could give ZipRecruiter a hug.
I want to.
Yeah.
They're huggable. Definitely huggable.
ZipRecruiter, can we make that happen in the next episode? I know you're an amorphous being, but I want to hug you.
Yeah.
And right now, Mystery Crate listeners can try ZipRecruiter for F-R-E. At this exclusive web address. I'm kind of
that
regretting spelling. Yeah, it spells free.
Oh,
kind of
because
okay. I'm only supposed to do one spelling thing here. I hope I don't. I just meant to do it for effect. Please don't complain.
Right.
For free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/crate. That's ZipRecruiter.com/crate. I'm going to spell that out for you. ZipRecruiter.com/C-R-A-T-E. ZipRecruiter.com/crate. ZipRecruiter, it's
the smartest way to hire.
All right. Let us know if you like this week's edition of Mystery Crate. Give us feedback on all the Levitard and Friends properties. I imagine we've gotten some new ears over the last few days, so make sure to subscribe because everybody's working extra hard. I heard Sarah Spain's amazing interview with Jake Olson. He was the snapper for USC, who I'm sure if you follow sports, this was an incredibly touching story. He lost his eyesight due to cancer. It's super inspirational. Check that out. Mina Kimes did a live podcast out in Seattle. She did a live show with her co-host Lenny, who's a Chihuahua. Mm-hmm. They did a live podcast. They were joined by KJ Wright, who was a tight end stopper. I mean, this dude is put together. It was a live pod in Seattle. That's always fun. Great energy from the Seattle crowd. Synergy.
So wait, there's a lot of people listening with new ears?
That's not what I meant.
It's not exactly
subscribe to everything that we do because I must level with you. We are working so hard on all of this. This week especially was difficult, so please reward us by sharing it on your social media, reaching out to us on our individual social media handles, at Chris Cody ESPN,
yeah,
at Billy Gill,
yeah,
at Roy Belly,
that's right, yeah,
at Michael Ryan Ruiz. You still
that
can't get over it. That was a good line.
Good joke.
Yeah,
that was good.
Sorry. What a good joke.
I think we should rebrand. What do you guys think? Instead of just Mystery Crate, C-R-A-T-E, C-R-8.
Oh, that's going to be I got to run it by the folks at ZipRecruiter. Maybe we can talk about it when we hug them.
Question mark, CR8.
Oh, I love it.
Matching tats? Everybody want to get matching tats?
No.
I'm busy though.
Is anyone else ever going to get a tattoo? I'm right now the only member of the container with a tattoo.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Didn't hurt that bad.
Looks painful.
It didn't hurt that bad. You want to get
matching? It makes the noise. Doesn't that make the noise that I like when I'm at the dentist?
Here's the part that hurts. I got it in a good spot. I got it on the left bicep. The part that hurts the most, like, if you've ever seen, like, these really cool sleeves with, like, the sun shining and it changes colors and it's, like, shaded, the shading is what hurts the most.
Yeah,
on the tattoos.
Like, the coloring in, right?
Yeah. So
are they literally, like,
essentially scraping your skin.
Hmm.
They even change the needle.
Wow.
So like, the traditional, like, tattoo needle that you see is, like, the one and it's, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it forms one. It's actually a couple of needles together. Mm-hmm. This one looks like a rake.
Oh.
Okay, the one that they do the shading with, it looks like a rake.
You're not making this sound more appetizing.
No. And they rake that rake across your skin multiple times over,
so that it stays permanently.
Yeah, you're bleeding throughout the entire process. Yeah, you're bleeding human blood.
Throughout
the entire process.
All right, I'll go get one today.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Come on out. I know a guy. That's it for this week. Remember to reach out to us. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you didn't like. Unless that thing that you didn't like is a need, then don't do anything, or we'll all come and find you and tell you, hey, man, don't do that.
You got that right.
Bye, creators.